Yeah, I know, I know. I'm about 5 minutes late. You guys are better be glad I even showed up today. After the sunny day we had yesterday in Seattle, I went nuts. Oh, I tell you, Seattle's a beautiful place. But the whole overcast thing has got me in a whole different set of mind since I moved from Florida. It's been like raining and overcast or snowing for about 4 weeks. So we had a day of sunshine yesterday, probably from dawn all the way to dusk. You could see a million miles clear. You could see Mount Rainier. It was absolutely beautiful. I went insane. I went out and started doing everything I've been wanting to do for the last couple months. It was great. Greetings. This week I'm coming to you live from beautiful Seattle, Washington, sporting a fantastic view of the mountains and the gorgeous vistas of Puget Sound. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, Mental Training Instructor, author and designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, stronger mental discipline and willpower, while enhancing brain health and brain fitness. And you guys know my definition of brain fitness. My definition of brain health is when you can do what you set out to do. Now, yeah, you can learn a few parlor tricks, get a few brain games, make some good scores, but what can you do in your life? What can you achieve? How far can you go? How much of your potential can you unleash into the world this very day? That is the determining factor for me, is the ultimate determining factor of your brain fitness, your level of brain health. What can you do? Not what tricks you can perform. Heck, I could teach you to do tricks all day long, but what can you do? That is brain fitness. Fact, the best leaders, managers, and influencers are determined to help others realize their potential, while the worst leaders, managers, and influencers are determined to merely control others. And I've been in that environment. Let me tell you something. I cannot work for nor work with anybody who owns a business, leads a team, works in an organization whose sole manner of getting things done is to try to control and push around other people. That's a weak stick, as we used to call it in the car sales business. Weak stick. Control is not a sign of effective leadership, management, and influence. That control is not the way. Fact, the best leaders, managers, and influencers give of themselves so that others may fully give of themselves. The worst leaders, managers, and influencers are concerned only with taking as much as they can from others, blindly siphoning off resources that, if better understood and capitalized upon, would be virtually unlimited. Fact, the best leaders, managers, and influencers know how to move others to positive, productive action by power of inspirational, creative ideas. I mean, today's show is about mental focus. And mental focus is all about the mind. And effective leaders, managers, and influencers work through the power of inspirational and creative ideas. The worst leaders and managers and influencers, well, they lean on manipulative tactics, flimsy motivation. Well, inevitably, they got to lean on the use of threat, of force, of fear. Again, I've worked around those kind of people, can't even deal with them. Worst thing for an organization, a group, or a team are fear mongers. They don't know, they don't have any skills. That's why they lean on the threat, manipulation, flimsy motivation. Now, we're going to talk a little bit later about the most powerful strings that move people And you don't have to pull these strings. People pull their own strings. Your job is to know what they are and be able to clearly communicate to other people so that they can realize more of their potential, hence move the organization forward. Fact, if you are a leader, a manager, or an influencer, if you're an executive, a business owner, a coach, on a team, a group, or part of an organization, your most powerful tool for your own personal success is the ability to provide others with the tools for personal success, to instruct others in their mastery. That is your most powerful tool. By making winners of other people, not only do you win, but the team, the group, and the organization itself experiences the same or greater degree of victory. Because generally, in a group of people, a team, an organization, you teach a few, that gets multiplied. So it has a cascading effect. You, as an individual, can have massive influence in your business, in your group, on your team, and in your organization. So your most powerful tool is your ability to transfer your knowledge of the tools for success to other people. Now, of course, if you are that manager, that leader, that influencer, that business owner or executive, that teammate, then you have to be a master of those tools. You don't want to be a hypocrite, and you can't give other people what you don't genuinely possess. Causes conflict, causes harm within yourself to ask of others what you do not give. So you have to be a master. That is your mission, to be that master. That's how you get things done. That's how you get other people moving, by getting them to move themselves. Folks, have I got a show for you today? Improving mental focus with your team, your group, or your organization. We're going to discuss the kinds of mental focus skills you need to possess. Remember, you've got to be the master. You can't give others what you don't have. We're going to discuss being an instructor, a minister of mental focus, or of a particular mental focus, because you need to know the difference between a mental focus and mental focus. Because you will use mental focus to communicate, to integrate, and to move forward a mental focus. See the difference? It's like having the camera and the photograph. You've got to be able to operate the camera, but you're going to come out with a photograph that you're going to show everybody. Ooh, that was pretty good. I got to write that down. So you've got to be an instructor and minister of mental focus and of a particular mental focus. And I'm going to really get into detail of that, because you've got to be able to draft a vision. You've got to be able to communicate a vision. And then you've got to make sure that that sticks in the mind of other people. First, it has to happen with yourself. You've got to get good at doing it with yourself. You will never be the truly effective manager, operator, owner, teammate, or leader that you are meant to be if you cannot put these principles on yourself. We're going to talk about getting buy-in from other people, how to get them to buy in for their own reasons into the dream, into the vision, put them on the path to move the organization, the team, the group forward towards a destination. And I'll tell you, one of the most powerful ways you're going to do that is to get them to give input. People will buy in to that which they've already put in. And then we're going to talk about requiring accountability And again, it starts from the inside out. You are the first person that's going to be dealing in accountability. You're going to hold yourself accountable before you can hold anybody else accountable. That's why you've got to embody the very mental focus that you want to happen on your team, organization, or group. Now, you're welcome to call in during the show. I scheduled it for an hour and a half. Pretty relaxed pace today, even though I've got a lot of information. I'll take a call, no problem. Tell you how to live your life, give you a bunch of orders, push you around, not a problem. Of course, you can always contact me personally if you can't get a hold of me on the show. You can call me at 904-638-3851. Now, you're probably going to have to leave a message. I talk to a lot of people all day long, do a lot of training with businesses and individuals. Now, if you want to call into the show, the number is going to be 347-884-9397. By the way, guys, got a gift for you. If you've never been to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio and you want to get into brain fitness, into mental fitness, start experimenting, how strong is your brain really? How powerful are you as a human being? What level of mental focus and mental concentration do you have? You want to get more? Hey, got a free gift. Just go on over to the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio online at www.neurosculpting.com, neuro-sculpting.com. Look up top. You'll see a tab says free 7-day course. Go ahead, drop in your email address. You'll get a confirmation email. Check your spam folder. Make sure it doesn't go in there. Take care of that confirmation email. You'll get a password, or you'll get a link to go and download the free course, and you'll get a copy of Theron Q. DeMont's The Power of Concentration. Now, we've got a forum to back up that course. If you have any questions, you can always just go to the forum. Be glad to answer anything you need, help you out there, help you with your training. Now, it's a complete self-sustained course. You really don't need anything else in addition to it. If you want extra training, not a problem. You can become an active subscriber to the studio, where you'll get a whole lot of benefits, including the ability to deal with me personally. You can brag to your grandkids for years and years over that one. But you'll have access to the forum. You'll get the weekly newsletter, The Power of Mental Discipline, as part of the free 7-day course. And when you do sign up for the course, you'll get 7 consecutive days of training advice by email. And again, you want to make sure you check your spam folder. Now, we do everything we can to make sure that we don't get caught up in spam filters, but you can't help it nowadays. These so-called spam filters are mindless. We don't spam people. We don't hassle people. We don't do mindless marketing trying to get people to buy stuff. I just send out the great info. If you want to participate, awesome. You got all the help you need. And, of course, the Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, stronger mental discipline and willpower that enhances brain health and brain fitness. Now, you can, again, visit the studio at www.neurosculpting.com. Next week's show, we're going to talk about better mental focus for sales professionals. If you're in sales marketing, you're an influencer. You've got to get things done in the marketplace, in the commercial world. That's the show for you. Yes, we've been on a mental focus kick. I'm going to be doing weeks of training on mental focus. Today, we're talking about groups, teams, and organizations. Next week, we'll be talking about sales professionals. If you're a real estate agent, automobile sales, locomotive sales, plane sales, you're a Girl Scout, you got to knock on the door and then sell cookies. If you're a sales professional, you're in retail sales, you need to make more money, that's the show for you. The big disclaimer, the information I provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We don't claim, we don't suggest that you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you may have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. Most likely, your doctor will tell you to listen to this show. Improving mental focus with your team, your group, or your organizations. Friends, the desire for more life, for a sense of purpose and achievement, it's a natural part of the human constitution. It's who we are. It's genetic. It's in your cellular makeup that you want more life, that you enjoy a sense of purpose and achievement. And without those things, life just doesn't hold the same zest. People die away slowly without those things, because nobody enjoys a life of drudgery, one of an endless series of empty and meaningless labors. That kind of thing only serves to mark the passing of the hours. I remember when there was one job I held in particular years and years ago. I remember looking up at the clock, and I would watch the second hand, just as the second hand moved in a clockwise direction. I could literally feel my life slipping away. I remember turning to my office mate, Brian. I'd be like, B, dude, do you realize we're dying right now? And he'd be like, yeah, man, this sucks. I'm like, dude, I'm getting out of here. Because I did not feel that I was getting more life or that I had a sense of purpose or achievement in that organization. And you know what's sad? Is that there's no excuse for my having not realized that. But the people who were in management above me, on the levels of management above me, they didn't communicate that kind of thing. Hell, they were probably feeling the same thing I was. I could look at them every day, and I could see them just wasting away. It was the same routine, it was nasty to me. Pull up, you don't want to get up in the morning because you don't want to go to the gig. You get in the car and you're moving through the traffic and you're just like, oh, man, I totally want to be at the beach today. I'd rather be playing some beach volleyball, hanging out with my buds. I'm totally just giving my life away, exchanging the days, my hours for a paycheck. And secretly, I would just give it all up just to be able to truly live some sense of adventure. Nobody enjoys a life of drudgery. And I remember one day it got so bad, I finally just turned to him. I said, dude, I'm out. And so I got up and I left. I quit a cushy job, major money, at the risk of just being dirt poor out on the street, because I would rather have taken my chances at that than to continue to live in that kind of existence. And every day, people trudge through the world like gray beasts, suffering that living death. Nobody enjoys that. And you, as an effective manager, leader, influencer, need to understand this law of life. And if you have not overcome that sense of futility, if you don't have that spark of life and power and purpose and meaning, not only are you missing out, you're not communicating that to the people around you or the people who are on the levels down beneath you in the organization. You're not being an effective leader if you yourself are not pumped and moved by this great expanding life of ours. You've got to understand that law of life, that people, that biologically we are designed for more, for a sense of more life, purpose, and achievement. We want to be more than we are. That's so important. We are biologically driven to be more than we are. And your job is to provide a path, a straight road for others to satisfy that drive, and you will be successful. The organization will be successful if you can do that. Especially especially if you're a business owner or executive, you're running your own division, your own department. If you're a sole proprietor, for crying out loud, this is going to help you. You're a consultant. Whatever you're doing, this law of life is exactly what you need to be able to move you and the organization forward for growth and more life. Develop it within yourself, and you'll definitely be able to do the same for others. You'll be able to teach it to others. This is what effective leaders, managers, and influencers do. This is what they know, and this is what they do. They provide that path, that straight road for others to satisfy that drive. Now, the road itself that leads to greater self-realization and reward for everyone involved is paved with one element. And remember, we're talking about mental focus here. So we're going to pave that road with one element, and that element is inspirational ideas. Mental focus is about the construction, ownership, and control communication of thought. Thought. Nothing else. Thought. Now, in business itself, of course, you've got your tools. You got to deal with the usual business things. You got finances, you got marketing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all that stuff. But inspirational ideas, the power of thought, is the one thing you truly manage if you're going to improve mental focus in your organization, in your group, on your team. And that road must always lead to somewhere definite. Remember, we're talking about mental focus here. The road must always lead to somewhere definite. And the destination must be inspirationally rewarding. The trip itself must be rewarding. The road represents mental focus. Your job is to pave the way to the destination in your own mind, and then you're going to communicate it to others. Because your mission is to help others get to the destination. Show them how to get there so that it's absolutely clear in their mind. And, of course, it's got to be clear in yours before that can happen. It's got to be clear in your mind because you want to communicate it to other people so that they are clear on the destination. They need to know clearly what rewards are in it for them. They need to know clearly. They need to understand the rewards that are to be enjoyed while they're on the path with you, while they're on the road. That lower-level employee doesn't want to show up and deal in drudgery all day, to feel like life is slipping away. Some people may have that habitual outlook, but that's not why they come to work. Remember, this is psychological and biological law. More life, more self-realization. And it's your job, if you want to be a really effective manager, leader, or influencer, this is what you're dealing in. You know the law, you master the law, and then you use the law to help other people realize more of who they are, even on the lowest levels of the labor chain. They need to know clearly what the rewards are at the destination, but also along the path. That means you, if you're going to be able to do this, you're going to have to master mental focus. If you don't know the things that I'm talking about, you're going to have to figure them out and then master them. That means you've got to embody mental focus because you're going to need to embody a particular mental focus because you guys, you're going to be going somewhere, right? You need to be mentally focused. And you're going to try to influence other people into mental focus so that you can all go along a straight road, which is a mental focus to reach a particular destination. That's how it works. And it's all mental. It is all mental of the mind. It is all based on thought. You must have mastery in the power of thought, and you must have it consciously. We're not talking anything mystical here. We're talking purely psychological, and it starts with attention. You have to embody the ability and the skills of mental focus, and then you have to embody whatever mental focus you or your organization creates so that for the organization to go along. You've got to embody. You've got to be it. This means your mission is to effectively and continually communicate a detailed, definite vision to other people so effectively and so regularly that they begin to think in the exact same way, to where their language changes to be able to communicate and speak the same lingo. Because you're talking about a vehicle, a team, a group, or an organization that's moving along the road that you've set. The map is set, the course is set, the destination is set, it's all clear. The vehicle has component parts. They all have to be operating with the same objective. If employees, teammates, and group members are not talking the same lingo about that one particular vision, if they're in conflict and wasting time and doing everything they can to avoid being productive, it's because the mental focus is not effectively conditioned. Now, I've been in the corporate world. I'm in the corporate world now, but I've actually been an employee in the corporate world. I know how it is. I know how people are. I know the human condition. I know that brains are different, that motivations are different. Not everybody's trying to go somewhere, but there are reasons that there are some people who are not trying to go somewhere. Mainly it's fear, ignorance. Those are the two things that keep anybody from trying to actually go somewhere, because it is a biological drive for more life, and some people avoid more life, and it's going to be strictly because of fear and ignorance. But that's not our target market, is it? Your target market is the person who wants more life. And we're talking a values thing. We'll go over values. You're not going to be hiring or dealing with anybody who does not want more life. That's the person you don't want on your team. Some people have to be left behind because they are poisonous. They are a cancer on the mission, on the vision, and you don't want them around. But most people are rational. Most people are reasonable. And you'll be able to use these tools and this knowledge to actually help them get the things that they really want, which essentially is more life, to be more and realize more of their potential. And that realization may seem to take the form of money and material goods, but the underlying emotion, the underlying drive is more life and more realization of potential. Because people don't get focused merely because other people demand it. Mental focus is a cognitive skills set. Mental focus is a cognitive skills set. Skills set. You can demand it all day long. Hey, I need you to be more focused. As though that person's brain is suddenly going to reshape and regrow itself, and suddenly they're going to be more mentally focused. The reason they are the way they are is because of mental habits established by neurobiology. And the only way they're going to change that is to practice new habits. Your job is instructor, not demander. It's a cognitive skill set. Now, you either have the skill or you lack the skill to one degree or another. You either have it or you lack it. If you have it, master it. Teach the others. Help them master it. You will get what you want in your life if you do that. It's like Zig Ziglar said, you can have everything you want in this life if you help enough other people get what they want. And there's no faster or more efficient way to help other people get what they want in your team, group, or organization than to transfer to them the skills of mental focus so that it is easy and natural for them, just as it should be easy and natural for you. You can train yourself, and then you can train others in this skill set. You want to become an instructor and minister of mental focus, or of a particular mental focus. And you want to do so for not only the path to the destination, but the destination. Mental clarity about where you want to go is where you start. Because when you can do that, then you can do it for the organization. Where is the organization going? I told you about my experience in the corporate world of just absolutely every day going, feeling with a feeling of futility, that I was, that all I was doing was showing up every day to die for a few bucks. And I remember just before I quit, I was walking down a hall, and back in a broom closet, at the back of a broom closet, because somebody spilled coffee, so I went to get a mop, I saw something up on the wall that was a vision statement, and I think it was for either the year 2010 or 2015. And this was around the year, I'd say 2000, 2001 that I saw this. It was a vision, a clearly stated vision for the company, the organization. It had it featured a picture of a fellow's eyes, close up of his eyes, and it had the word vision statement 2010 or 2015, I can't remember. And then it had the actual clear definitive statement, vision for the organization. I had never ever even heard of such a thing. Nobody else in the organization, because I went around and asked people, had ever heard of it, didn't even know that the organization had a vision. It was in the back of a broom closet somewhere, not on the walls, in the hallways, not on everybody's desk, not on everybody's computer desktop, not framed in managers' offices anywhere. That's when it hit me. Just how fleeting is an idea. I had already studied certain philosophies. Ideas start, people build organizations, and when the person who generates the idea is gone, the idea starts to die away, which means whatever was built upon the idea starts to degrade and erode. Ideas must be managed consistently and continually fed into the minds of others in order for it to last. And this organization was falling to crap because whatever idea and vision was created beforehand had been forgotten. Reminds me of the Lord of the Rings. When the ring was lost from the first age, at the beginning of the movie of the Fellowship of the Ring, it says that which was should not have been forgotten was forgotten. That's the way it was in the organization. Miserable, unhappy employees, drama, theater, just nobody wanted to go to work. Everybody couldn't wait to leave. People always found ways to skip out. Absenteeism. Because where the people, where there is no vision, the people perish. You've heard the old scripture, the old phrase. That's the way it was in that organization. You as a manager, leader, you as an influencer, are a master and communicator of ideas. When I say, when I use the term a particular mental focus, that's what I'm talking about. That idea, that vision that sat at the back of that broom closet where that nobody knew about, that lay hidden as a mystery, that was a particular mental focus that somebody invented years before that was supposed to inspire the organization, but somebody forgot. Whoever invented it was long gone. You've got to be an instructor and minister of mental focus. That means you've got to possess the skills and teach them to others, and then you've got to be the instructor and minister and constant proponent, the constant messenger of a particular mental focus, a particular message, a particular value system for your group, team, or organization. You've got to be able to talk about that and constantly promote it. Not only the destination, but the path itself and the steps along the path, so that everybody who's participating is They sense the coming reward, but they also understand the rewards for just showing up and being a part of it. That's why I told you they need to have buy-in. They need to have contribution to that. If they didn't contribute to it, all you're doing is handing down laws from on high and telling people what to do, and they don't have buy-in. You want participants. You want teammates. You want people who think and believe and feel that they have a stake in this because there's rewards in this for them. There's some sort of fulfillment for them. Now, in order to do that, you have got to be well-instructed and well-practiced in the cognitive mechanics and applicable skills as well as the effective habits of mental focus. You've got to be well-versed in the mechanics of mental focus, the skills of mental focus, and the habits of mental focus. You've got to embody that. You should master mental focus itself. You cannot give what you don't have. Again, an instructor and minister of mental focus. You need to find a way to integrate training for improved mental focus for yourself, for your team, your group, and your organization. Training is your key. I saw a quote quite some time ago that said, drill is king. And, of course, you've heard the term, practice makes perfect. Once you learn the mechanics, you've got to practice mental focus. Now, I've got something for you. I've got a video series on our YouTube channel called Mental Concentration versus Mental Focus. I spoke about it last week. Mental Concentration versus Mental Focus is about an hour, 10 minutes, hour, 15 minutes of training broken up into about 7 videos on the difference between mental concentration and mental focus. It talks about the very details and the mechanics of mental focus. How to train yourself in mental focus. Once you train yourself, you'll know how to get other people to focus. You won't need to demand it. You'll be able to actually construct, organize the environment itself to make it easier for focus, to make it conducive for focus. You'll organize your own language and communication skills to be able to communicate the concept and the necessity and the drive and the inspiration for mental focus. You'll be able to help other people adjust their own mental focus, not just their skills, but the actual focus itself. Remember, a particular mental focus? These are skills you'll be able to understand more by watching this video series, Mental Concentration versus Mental Focus, on our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is www.youtube.com/dynamicmentalfitness. Look for the series. You'll also find a bunch of other great videos there for instruction. But again, you're a master of thought if you're going to be a master of mental focus, because only by becoming a master of thought are you able to transfer the necessary emotion, the necessary drive and impulses that motivates the necessary actions consistently so that you, those around you, and the organization moves along a straight line, because you don't want a veering course. Nothing sadder than to watch an organization slow down and come to a grinding halt and get into trouble because the leader, the influencers, and the managers lack vision, lack mental focus. They have a focus, but it is not the focus. It is not the focus because they don't have the skills, the conscious ability, mental focus. Everybody wants escape. Everybody wants to get out. No. That's not what you want for your team, organization, or group. That means you've got to drop those habits. You've got to acquire those skills so that you can train others. Check out that video series. You need to find a way to integrate training for yourself, for your group, your team, or organization. You want to be able to explain and instruct, not just demand, mental focus of others. You want to be able to come up with that vision. You must be able to construct and communicate a clear value, idea, objective, vision, and plan of action. Did you hear that? You've got to be able to construct it, which means you've got to be able to set goals, objectives. You've got to be able to construct the right values. What values do you need to be able to get to where you want to go? What values does the organization need to be able to get where you want to go? What kind of values does the organization, the team, or the group have? Hard work? Work hard when you need to. Have fun when you're supposed to. Loyalty? Or is it just greed and profit and everybody stabs each other in the back and get whatever it is you can? Good, whatever's moral and ethical, I mean truly moral and ethical. I'm not talking about religious. I'm talking about moral. What leads to more life and happiness and joy and growth and expansion? Whatever does that for you, the organization needs those values, and those values need to be communicated to everybody. This is who the organization is, which means this is who we expect you to be in order to reflect these values of the organization. You've got to be able to construct those things. If you own a company, if you're on a team or in a group and you have not sat down and thought about these things, if these things are not being communicated to everybody, there's an issue there. Somebody's got to sit down and construct these ideas, these inspirational ideas. Somebody's got to put together this mental focus. We focus on these values. This is our big idea. This is our objective. This is our vision. And this is our plan of action on how we're going to get there. And this is how we do. This is how we do it. Sorry, had to do that. And once you have these things together, and now remember, you've already trained yourself on mental focus, the mechanics of mental focus. You've got the skills, and you've got the ability to help others get there. You've got that. So you're not going to have a problem constructing a vision, a value, an idea, objectives, and a plan of action, because you've got mental focus. And in that, as that video series is going to show you, you've got mental focus because you have absolute control over your attention. It all starts with attention. You don't allow your mind to constantly wander off. Your mind, you direct your own mind to the task, to the vision, to the goal. All your mental resources are moving in that particular direction. And it creates more life for you, more enjoyment, more exciting, more excitement, more purpose, more adventure. All these things you get because you control your attention, you have mental concentration skills, which allows you to have great mental focus skills, which you can then communicate to others. So you can then construct and communicate these values, ideas, objectives, visions, and plans of action. That means you're now able to get buy-in. Why are you able to get buy-in from the people in your group, on your team, and in your organization? It's easy for you to get buy-in. Because you've got buy-in from who? From yourself. You are absolutely committed because that's your only mental focus. You embody it. The easiest way to influence other people is to have absolute integrity, to truly believe and embody and represent the thing that you want to influence them regarding. And then you're going to do it for their reasons, because they've got the same needs that you have. You want to get buy-in. And we'll talk about those needs here shortly. You also need to find a way to make sure that the environment that you all operate in is entirely constructive and conducive and supportive of mental focus so that it's easier for everybody. Distraction is not the way to go. Now, I've read back in the old days, decades and decades ago, the belief was that if everybody's the same, if all the environment is the same, if everybody's in the box, then mental focus is going to happen. Efficiency is going to happen. Productivity is going to happen. I'll tell you what happened from that view. People became miserable. Human beings are not simple machines. They don't like being cooped up in a box, expected to be robots. Again, I told you about the experience of futility. It's an old view. It's misguided. It's based off the idea that attention control and concentration and focus is easier when there is absolutely nothing to distract a person. When you're in, if you can just be in a plain white square room, sitting in a chair at a table with a computer, and all you can do is do the work, that you're going to perform better. Wrong. Here's what you'll do. You'll wind up quitting, and you'll go find something that's more interesting. You've got to study and learn how to make an environment conducive and supportive to mental focus. And I'll tell you a couple of recent scientific studies. Actually, there are numerous ones, but the scientific studies indicate that people are more productive when they feel at home, than they are when they feel like they're in the work environment. When they feel at home, they're going to be more productive. They're going to be more focused, and they're going to have better concentration and attention control in that environment. Why? Because their minds are not wandering away from the environment as the mind would if they were in that square box, that machinery, that gray world. Reminds me of a movie I absolutely love called Joe vs. the Volcano with Tom Hanks. At the beginning of the movie, he's getting out of his car and he's walking into the factory. Guys, you got to watch that movie. You got to watch Joe vs. the Volcano. It is an amazing movie. It got terrible reviews when it first came out, but it is a cult classic. People are discovering the wonders of this movie because it speaks to the heart. It's funny, for one thing, but it is a movie about adventure of someone who broke out of the gray box. Let me tell you something. To be able to control the environment, to adjust the environment so that it's conducive and supportive to mental focus, you've got to understand human needs. Humans don't need to be beaten down in like pegs and put in a little logical order of little foot soldiers with nobody having an identity. Look at the statistics in Japan where they've done that for so many years, and look at the suicide rate. Look at the suicide rate in Japan where they've operated from that principle. Nobody enjoys a life of drudgery, of empty, meaningless labors, of being a faceless, nameless clone in an organization. So don't you arrange the environment, work environment like that. The scientific studies I've been reading say that people, when they feel a sense of home, of individualism, even in a work environment, they produce more. Otherwise, if you think that employee that you just boxed up, that you just put in the office, that uninteresting, boring, dull office, if you think that person's being as productive as they could because you rewarded them with a box, oh, you have no idea how truly productive that person could be. How you have no idea their ability to truly contribute until you stop treating them like a gray, faceless machine and allow them to fully express themselves. That's what people want. People want more life. And in order to experience more life, they've got to be given the room to fully express their abilities and talents. And they've got to be given a way to do that. Remember, your job is to establish the path to get to the destination. You've got to get buy-in. Put them on the path. Let them get on the path. Let them even give input on what it's going to take to get them there faster. make sure it's clear in their mind, the reward when they get there, but also the rewards that are along the path. Now, let's talk about getting buy-in. I'm going to talk to you about the power of why. The power of why. Why is what determines buy-in. You as a manager, a leader, an influencer need to get buy-in, need to get agreement and commitment. That means you're going to have to understand the six human needs. Now, I'm not really interested that much in talking about motivation because I'm talking about mental focus. We're talking about the communication of ideas, crystal clear ideas from your mind into another person's mind. So that means you're going to need to understand the six human needs because you're going to be communicating in a way that addresses in their own mind their needs. You need to be interested in what does move people, what moves them faster, makes them move more efficiently down the path. You've got to be able to communicate it so that you can get buy-in. You need to know what their needs are. And now they're not going to communicate their needs in these particular words. They're going to have their own way of being able to communicate that, and you've got to know where it fits in the six categories. One. People need a sense of certainty, a sense of comfort. They want to feel safe and secure. Nobody wants to live in terror and anxiety. That's why I told you fear-based managers, influences leaders who wield the mallet, the hammer, the mace of fear and threat, these are useless people for an organization, a group. Fear causes rebellion. Because it goes directly against the fundamental human need for certainty and comfort. When people are on edge, they are not motivated. They are merely playing a game with you as a leader, manager, or influencer. You've got to make sure you understand that need. And then you've got to find a way to communicate to that person that this path that is constructed before them, that if they get on this path, they're going to realize a sense of certainty and comfort. They're going to find a way to feel safe and secure. The other human need, variety. People need spice of life. The brain itself craves it. Did you know that if you don't properly exercise your brain, brain cells die off? That's why people get into old age and they start to realize senility and cognitive declines because they're not using their brain to its fullest potential. They're not challenging it. So the brain starts to die away. The same with the human being. Human beings have a fundamental need for variety, for spice and adventure in life. They crave it. They secretly long for it, which is why when they have to go into these boxes and these work environments where there's just, it's few, that's why they don't want to go. That's why people don't want to go to work. They don't feel that variety and spice of life. You as a manager, a leader, an influencer have got to find a way to integrate this. You're going to have to communicate to this person how this path promises that how it equates for them the spice of life, how it kicks things into gear for them, why they should be fired, how is it moving them and exciting them, how there's change and growth and opportunity for them. Now, another fundamental human need is significance. People want to feel like their life has meaning. How many jobs have you worked at where you felt that futility, as though it didn't even, if you didn't show up, it had no impact. You could quit and it didn't matter. You could get hit by a bus and nobody would miss you at work. People want to feel like their life has significance, and you as a manager, a leader, or influencer need to understand that and need to find a way to tie that to the path. Find a way to give that to the people who you want to buy in to this vision. And they can get that feeling of significance. How? That's the question you need to ask. Another fundamental need for human beings is connection, of love, of passion, of being connected and close with other people, with somebody special, even with their community. God, what a powerful tool for you to use as a manager, a leader, or an influencer for your group, team, or organization. That fundamental need for connection. People love to identify with a sports team. They would love to be able to identify with pride with their company, with their organization, their group, their own team. People would love to say, oh, yeah, I work for such and such. I work with this I work with this organization. I'm a part of this. I'm an integral, important part of this. Without me, they wouldn't be anywhere. I love going to work because I love the people. I love the people I work for. I love the people I work with. I love working with this organization, this team, this group. We're so connected. People, that is a fundamental human need, and you've got to be able to work with that. You've got to be able to integrate that tool into the vision itself, along the path and the destination. And you've got to be able to communicate that over and over again every day. And you don't hide that in a broom closet like they did at Boeing where I was working. Another fundamental human need among the six, the fifth one, is growth. People need to become. They need to feel like they're becoming more than the limitations they experience. Nobody wants to work a life of drudgery and feel that they're dying away second by second. They don't want to look up at the second hand on the clock and feel like it's the blade of the Grim Reaper chopping off portions of their remaining days. People want to feel like they're growing and they're expanding past their limits. Nobody likes living in a box of fear, a feeling they can't do something or that they're not going to go anywhere. People want to feel progress. Use that. Make that, integrate that. Use that as something that's in your vision, your plan, and your goal, and communicate that effectively to the other person. They will buy in. And the last of the fundamental human needs is contribution. People want to feel like they're leaving footprints in the sands of time. How can you integrate that into the path so that this person who you need to buy in into the vision, who you want to buy in, how do you make it so that they feel they are doing something significant that's going to outlast their presence there? These six things, certainty, comfort, variety, significance, connection, love, growth, and contribution, are what you're going to have in your tool belt while you're formulating your vision, while you're contributing to the formulation of a vision as part of a team, group, or organization, as a business owner, as you're putting it together. You need to sell this idea to get funding, finances, to raise funds, to get investors. You need to go to the bank for more money. Your vision, your business plan had better have these ingredients sewn in somehow, because you're looking to influence people. You're looking to get buy-in. The bank, they want certainty. They want comfort. All you got to do is make them feel that way. That means everything's, the numbers got to work out. Variety. The bank wants to know, hey, what if this happens? How are you going to address it? How are you going to get around these problems? What products and services do you have to back up? You can't just be a one-trick pony. Significance. What kind of impact are you going to have in the market? Connection, love. Who are your customers and why are they going to come to you rather than the competition? Growth. How are you going to build this organization and bring in more money to get my money back? That's what the banker's thinking. And contribution, from a marketing standpoint, how are you going to connect with your community? What meaning is this company going to have that's going to ensure long-term existence? You see what I mean? You take these six fundamental human needs. It works in business. It works with you as a manager, you as an influencer, you as a leader. Find a way to integrate it into your vision. If you're a business owner, you use those same six. and you use them on yourself. If you're not getting where you want to go, if you know you're not producing the way you really should be producing, it's because you're not meeting these six things. At least one of these things is missing out of the equation for you in your own mental focus. Maybe you're missing certainty and comfort in your thinking. Remember, this is all thought. You're a master of thought here. In your thinking, whatever you're doing, there's something missing. Certainty and comfort might be a missing ingredient. How do you get that so that you move further, faster, more efficiently? Because you're going to be able to master that, to be able to communicate it to other people and get them to be able to do it too. Wow, I'm fired up. I better slow down my talking. Maybe you're missing variety, spice of life. I've been coaching people over the past couple of weeks big time. People saying, man, I'm procrastinating. I just don't feel like doing this. It's a great thing. I know it's my goal. It's my business, but I'm just not fired up. I ask them, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, when you think about this task you need to do, where would you say you are on a scale of 1 to 10? How do you feel about it? Well, I guess I'm about a 3. Well, how do you get to a 10? Most of the time, it's going to involve variety, spice things up. What's it going to take to get you motivated? Variety, spice of life, and these even the boring, mundane tasks you got to do. Remember, the people on your team, your group, and organization, there's boring, mundane tasks they got to do also. How do you get them fired up? Again, it's mental focus. They've got to experience reward on the very path to the destination itself. If you're not getting where you want to go fast enough or efficiently enough, if you're not producing yourself in your mental focus, you may be missing significance. You don't feel like it's important enough for you. You don't feel like what you're doing is important, perhaps. You might be missing connection, love. You might not even like what you're doing. You might not like the people you're doing it around. It's time to take to. You got to fix that. You've got to want to be around these people. You've got to feel that connection. If you're a salesperson, one of the reasons your sales might be hurting is because you don't love the people you talk to. You go in as an antagonist, as somebody who's trying to just take something from others, trying just to get the sale. But if you were to turn that around and you felt love every time you looked at somebody, every time you walked up to someone or someone walked up to you as a salesperson, your experience will be totally different. Love, connection, that's a fundamental human need. It might be missing in your mental focus, which is why you might not be getting to where you want to go. You can't get other people to where they want to go if you don't have it. You can only give what you have. Maybe you're missing a sense of growth. Maybe growth in real time and growth, and maybe your goal is not inspiring enough. If it's not inspiring enough for you, it's not going to be inspiring enough for other people. It's got to be perfectly clear in your own mind so that it kicks up the emotion and impulse to just make you want to do it. You cannot wait to get to it. Maybe you're missing a sense of contribution. Maybe you don't feel your goal or your objective, your plan of action, is going to truly leave footprints in the sands of time. Maybe in the end it's all for nothing. Maybe that's what you're thinking. You've got to change that around. You've got to understand there's a way for you to make a contribution to your community, to your family, to your friends. There's a way for your organization, your group, your team to make a real contribution, and it's your job as the visioneer to begin to construct it. If you're on a team of visionaries, everybody's got to contribute, then you've got to sit down and influence others. Hey, we've got to sit down and we've got to integrate. And I feel like we need to be able to make a bigger contribution, or else I'm not going to be fired up about this. I'm not out just to make money. I want to feel like I'm really doing something here, that we're really doing something, that we have a real purpose. Now, as a leader, influencer, manager, in a group, team, or organization, you got to be able to master these six principles, these six fundamental human needs, because you're going to tie them in to your visioneering so that they are associated with not only the destination, but the entire path, every step along the path for yourself and for everybody else involved. You've got to be able to construct it, and you've got to be able to effectively communicate it. You'll be more of an effective communicator when you have absolute buy-in, when you yourself embody and personify this vision. When you yourself are the minister, when you yourself are the messenger, then you will have buy-in. You'll be able to influence people. Because what did I say? Integrity is the number one influencer. People have to believe that you believe. And they have to believe that you believe it for them and for their own reasons. So you've got to understand these six human needs. Now, if the vehicle, the organization, the group, the team, is moving forward, if it's growing along the road to the destination, it's doing so only because of its component parts. It's not doing it on its own. There's no magic, no magical automated machine. It's the people who are making it happen. And if it wasn't for those parts operating at peak efficiency, that vehicle would slow down, break down, and rot. It would degrade. It would rust. It would be the death of an idea. An idea dies when people fail to remember. An idea grows, becomes ignited, becomes a conflagration, becomes a wildfire when you remember it and it's clear in your mind and you are able to get it and transfer it into the minds of other people and you are able to constantly keep it in front of them. That's when it takes hold. That is how governments stay in charge. That is how people get in power and stay in power. That is how marketing works. That is how advertising works. And that is how they all fail when the idea erodes and is degraded and is forgotten. You are a master and minister of ideas. That is how you improve mental focus in your team, group, or organization. Now, the component parts move the machine down the road. But what lubricates the component parts? What are some of the rewards along the path itself? It's the obvious things, guys. There are going to be material and financial rewards. You've got to keep this in mind for yourself and for others. What are the material and financial rewards? But there are also position and recognition rewards. Remember those six human needs. People want to feel growth. They want to feel variety and significance, and they want to feel contribution. What are the rewards of position and recognition that people can enjoy? What about you, not just them? What other rewards grease the component parts that move the vehicle down the road towards the destination? Benefits and perks. Now, these last three I just told you, that's obvious. Material and financial rewards, position and recognition rewards, benefits and perks, but then there's opportunity. I have a friend of mine just took a job doing something totally outside her field, not because it paid a few dollars more per hour, but because they sat her down and told her that if she was to take this job, it would allow her to have access to the dream job she really wants as a photographer down the line. Because if she takes this job, she'll have access to the department that does the marketing, that hires photographers, that is looking to get photographers on staff. She would have direct access to that. So they used this visionary manager, this leader, this influencer, hired this phenomenal talent, by letting her know that if you do this job that is not particularly related to what you're doing now, we'll be able to open the door for you to realize your dream, and you won't even have to leave this company. You'll be able to maintain your same benefits, get more, and we'll provide you the opportunity to be on staff as your dream job as a photographer later down the road. We'll even help you get there. That right there is leadership. Wow. That is mental focus. How else do you move the component? How else do you lubricate the component parts so that they move the vehicle down the road? Personal satisfaction. Remember, we're talking about the six human needs. The rewards along the path. When you establish the vision, whether you do it by yourself or whether you do it in conjunction with a group of people, the vision has to have these rewards at the end, at the destination, and it has to have these rewards to some degree along the path. Material and financial, position and recognition, benefits and perks, opportunities for growth, and personal satisfaction. That person has to feel satisfied, a sense of satisfaction. And these are all in conjunction with the six fundamental human needs. You need to pave your path with these things. They need to be absolutely clear in your mind. You need to embody the message. You need to communicate that message to everybody you talk to on the team, in the organization, and in the group. You need to be a walking, talking minister, preacher on these things. You need to embody it. There cannot be hypocrisy. There cannot be half-stepping. You need to be the very example. Keep in mind the real value of these rewards, material, financial, position, recognition, benefits, perks, opportunity, personal satisfaction, lie in how they are communicated and accepted in the mind. Now, when I was working in corporate America, these rewards were there, but nobody communicated it. Everybody talked about, yeah, you collect a paycheck. Oh, my God, what horrible leadership. Well, you're getting paid. You're collecting a check. Big freaking deal. That check was gone in no time. Before I got it, I already knew what bars I was going to be spending it in, what women I was going to be chasing, everything. It had to be more than money for me. And when I got my act together and learned about mental focus, I didn't need them to communicate anything. I found my own reason. I constructed my own vision. And I guarantee you, as far as I can remember, the thing that kicked me into doing it was my going into that closet and seeing that vision at the back of the wall. And I remember writing in my journal about it. Somebody created a grand vision in this, what was supposed to be a magnificent division of a company, and it wound up at the back of a broom closet and nobody even knew about it. When I saw that, it changed me inside and how I think about the power of ideas. Matter of fact, I remember shortly after that, I created a company and a name called the Architects of Ideas because it was such a powerful lesson for me. If they had communicated to me this vision that was sitting at the back of that closet, they would have communicated that to me 5 years earlier. And they would have communicated that to me the entire 5 years that I was there. I would probably still be working there. And I would probably have continued to make a major contribution because before I left, I changed the entire department by way of my own mental focus, absolutely changed, got two promotions and pay raises, and then quit. They should have been able to communicate that to me years earlier. And you as a leader, influencer, or manager in any group, team, or organization, you've got to be able to communicate that to other people. You know the six human needs. You know the rewards. You design the path and the destination, either by yourself or with other people, and it's your job to communicate it to the people and to never shut your mouth about it so that they eventually start to say the same words and they become ministers and preachers of the vision. That's how you improve mental focus on a team within an organization. the power of thought. You construct a thought, you communicate a thought, and you find a way to condition that thought into the mind of other people so that they realize it satisfies their needs and their motivations and their desires. And you never stop communicating it. Teach it to them on how they can do it, and they will never stop communicating it, and the vehicle will move down the road to the destination with efficiency in a straight line. Now, accountability, it's a values thing. We already discussed it. I would never hire anybody who, in my interview, I discover has a fear-based mentality, who deals in punishment rather than inspiration. And when you communicate an idea, when you as part of a team, organization, or group are in charge of communicating ideas, of communicating a particular mental focus, and you train, you're training other people, and you're working from a perspective of mental focus, and you get buy-in from a person, an individual, you should expect accountability from that person. But are they accountable when they fail to meet the standard because they don't have the skill or because you don't have the skill? You have to ask that honest question. When an employee fails to rise to the right level of performance, is it really because they are not focused or because you are not focused? Did you do your portion? Are you in possession of the skills, the cognitive, mechanical skills of mental focus? Are you an effective communicator? Did you communicate that mental focus? Did you get this person to buy in? Do you know their individual need, their hierarchy of human needs? When they did the buy-in, did you just get them to nod and agree, okay, sure, I'll do it? Or did you really have a heart-to-heart? Are they ministers of the vision? Because if they are not ministers and preachers of the vision, you've already failed. You know you haven't gotten there yet. You'll know you're succeeding when you start hearing it out of their mouths. Look at religion. Look at the example of religion, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism. How do they know they're winning? Because the followers are preaching the same message. Same with you as a leader, an influencer, or a manager in a group, organization, or on a team. That is how you get accountability. You don't want to have to treat people like children, to babysit them all day. Use the power of thought. Use the mechanics of mental focus, first mastering it yourself, then integrating it into the organization, into the vehicle itself. So now you know some of the basics on improving mental focus in an organization, a team, or a group. Now here's what you do. Again, if you remember, you've got to master the mechanics of mental focus. You've got to be a master at mental focus so that you can become somebody who's able to establish and construct a thought in your own mind, hold it, get fired up about it, begin to embody it, establish the path, be able to set goals and benchmarks, and then communicate it to other people. Get them to get buy-in, understand their needs and what moves them so that you can integrate it into your path. So that while they're on the path, they will be getting that same sense of what gets other people to want to wake up in the morning. Make sure that on the path, they are enjoying that sense of certainty and comfort, that safety and security. Make sure they're getting that variety and spice of life. Make sure they understand these things and that they can actually tell you and demonstrate, yes, I'm getting this. I'm enjoying this. That is what feedback is all about. Make sure that they are experiencing a sense of significance, that they understand this. Make sure that they have all this opportunity for connection and love with the people around them. Make sure that they understand that this is a growth thing for them, that they have the ability to grow beyond their current limits. And make sure they know with absolute certainty that they're making a real contribution to themselves, to their family, to the organization, and to the world itself, that they are leaving footprints in the sands of time. You have got to be one heck of a talented manager, leader, or influencer to be able to do this. That means you've got to genuinely be interested in being the best of the best, which means you've got to be genuinely interested in developing your own mental focus so that this can happen. Because I'll tell you what, if you can develop your own mental focus to this degree, carrying this out within your team, your group, and your organization will be natural and it will be easy for you. Folks, thank you once again for tuning in and giving me the opportunity to provide to you this valuable information. It's been informative, and I hope it's been helpful. I'm hoping it's provided you with some ideas that can help you live a better mental life and that can help you contribute to your organization, your business. Remember, on next week's show, we're going to be talking about better mental focus for sales professionals. If you have any questions about any of the topics in our program, you can contact me directly by email at trainer@neurosculpting.com, NEURO-sculpting.com, or you can call us at the Neurosculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio, 904-638-3851. Leave me a message. I'll make sure to get back to you. This has been the Mental Power Hour, brought to you by the Neurosculpting Mental Training Studio, for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower that enhances brain health and brain fitness. Visit the studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. Thank you, everyone that's been in the chat room. I'll be stopping by in a second. If anybody have any questions, I'll be able to answer. Otherwise, I will see you next week on the Mental Power Hour.